This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A virtual ceremony was held Wednesday evening between two parties, one in the White House and the other in Iowa.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Tom Vilsack, the 30th Secretary of Agriculture, was sworn in as the 32nd Ag Secretary by Vice President Kamala Harris.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary. Congratulations to the whole family.
Vilsack kicked off his second term with a call to national media to discuss the priorities under the new administration.
I think it's fair to say that the country's priority, and certainly President Biden's priority, is containing the pandemic.
He noted COVID-19 has hit rural America much harder than those in the cities.
And that's why it's incredibly important for the Department of Agriculture, that is focused on rural development and rural life, to do what it can to expand access to healthcare facilities and healthcare generally.
One program Vilsack pointed to was the distance learning and telemedicine opportunities program,
which provides grants to communities and to healthcare centers and schools across the country in rural places to expand access to telemedicine opportunities. And today, we're announcing $42 million in grants under that program.
The program will help as many as 5 million Americans in 38 states and territories.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.